AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden hails today's approval of the massive coronavirus relief bill. Here's Sagar Magani.
The House has signed off on the $1.9 trillion package, sending it to the White House.
Everything in the American Rescue Plan addresses a real need,
including boosting the vaccination and testing programs and helping struggling Americans weather the pandemic's economic destruction. While the bill had nearly unanimous Democratic support, no Republicans voted for it, with Texas's Jody Arrington, among others, blasting it as less of a relief bill and more of a Democratic wish list of things unrelated to the pandemic.
It's a $2 trillion blue state boondoggle and a Trojan horse for their reckless partisan policies.
It'll become law once the president signs it Friday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Dr. Anthony Fauci talks about the effort to return to pre-pandemic normal even before the country reaches herd immunity. Fauci says the best estimates when enough people are immune to end the outbreak range between 70 to 85% of the population.
We would hopefully get to that point somewhere by the end of the summer and the early fall.
California Governor Gavin Newsom expects more counties will be moving to a tier that would allow the lifting of some coronavirus restrictions.
Southern California, you will be a beneficiary of this. Specifically, LA will be a big beneficiary of this new metric that likely will be met on Friday.
Alaska drops restrictions on who can get a COVID-19 vaccination, opening eligibility up to anyone 16 or older who lives or works in the state. Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long resigned today, less than 2 days after the school mutually parted with head football coach Les Miles amid sexual misconduct allegations dating to his time at LSU, and one day after Long vowed that he would lead the Jayhawks' search for a replacement. This is AP News. The Senate approves two more cabinet members, Attorney General Merrick Garland and Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marcia Fudge. Heavy rains touch off heavy flooding and evacuations in Hawaii near Honolulu. Mark Alexander lives near Haiku.
This happens in a matter of minutes. Before, like, it's to my waist. It's to my chest. And next thing you know, I see icebox passing me, coolers.
More than 13 inches of rain fell in the area. Sean Alexander was first watching the flood from his home.
We just was watching everything kind of go by, and then maybe within 15 to 20 minutes, the water just rose to the top. It burst into the room. It took all the chicken coops down the river. It lifted up my truck.
The truck went down the river and so did his dog.
Got swept away, but it came up like 10 minutes later.
Their fears of landslides? Tourists are being told to stay in their hotel rooms or wherever they're staying. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.